Network.
My friends, we are back live. This is the fourth and final hour. I've got some other important news I'll be interspersing in the intro to each segment on other subjects, but I wanted to get Lindsey Williams on for an update and to take your phone calls in this final hour. Lindsey Williams, of course, a pastor, a pilot, worked for many years in the rough oil fields of Alaska, got hired to be part of Atlantic Richfield and other board meetings. Got to know some top globalists, one of them who has attended Bilderberg meetings. Dr. Stan Monteith and I have both confirmed and know the individual he's talking about. We know he has the source. And a lot of what he talked about a week and a half ago or so here on air has now come out, that the leak is many, many times worse than what they said, that it is coming out at a record pressure level. But there is an unusual amount of toxic chemicals mixed in with this oil. Oil always has quite a bit of other toxic elements in it, but this is a particularly nasty stuff, and this may be a new strata they've gone into in this super deep well, as they're called. But I want to get him on with just a brief recap of the info he covered last week, and then I got a bunch of calls about it. I didn't hear it myself. He was on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie and said, George, if the American people knew who was in control of their military, they would be very upset. Well, I know the Army War College and Thomas Barnett and the Naval War College brags that it's totally run by offshore banks and the Federal Reserve. I don't know if that's the intel Williams was given, but he's here with us today, and I'm going to have to wipe the phone lines. Sorry to those that were holding. Or you know what? I guess we can go to those that we're holding. It's just that I want to be able to get to people for Lindsey Williams. So let's be, I guess, Alan, Mark, Grant, Andrew, and others we're going to get to you. The 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. But Lindsey Williams, recapping your inside intel on the oil spill, and then let's go forward.
Alex, thank you for allowing me the privilege of being here today with you in order to be able to give you an update. Alex, I've got to say first, before we even begin, I had the most heart-rending radio talk show on yesterday I've ever had in my life. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I have never been moved as much. A radio talk show host in Orlando, Florida, called me, and he said, Chaplain Williams, you have got to be on my show immediately. I told him, I said, I can't. I'm too tired. I've been day and night with this. He said, you've got to. You don't have any choice. He had me on he asked me for an hour. He said, at least give me an hour. Now, this is Orlando, Florida. I said, why do you want me on? He said, Chaplain, I came down with a respiratory problem myself 1 week ago. He said, for the past 3 days, I have wanted to throw up all the time. He said, I felt so nauseated. He said, members of my family have problems. He said, people in Florida are upset. He said, please go on my show. We went on. The first hour, I gave my material. The second hour, Alex, I have never had this. I've been doing radio shows for 35 years. Every phone line in his studio lit up and stayed lit up for the entire second hour. He said, you can't go. You've got to stay with us. Alex, I've never heard such testimonies. These people are getting sick down there. I mean, there are problems in Florida that will be. I heard this with my own voice. This was yesterday. Right now. And finally.
Well, a couple days after you were on.
We have never had this many phone calls on any radio show I've ever done in all of my years.
Well, I mean, a few. Sure.
Heart-rending. He said, Chaplain, there are only two highways out of Florida. Two interstates. And he said, there are two canals that cross both of those interstate highways. He said, they could block us in here. People were scared. Now, these canals run east and west, and the two interstate highways run north and south. He said, we are stuck here. he said they could block the highway at those two canals that run east and west, and he said nobody could move in and out of Florida unless they told us we could. Alex, I just had to mention this because people all over America, they don't realize how desperate it is in Florida and how...
All right, Lindsay, we've got a break. We're going to have to break right here. We're going to come back with Lindsay Williams on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to Lindsay Williams for the rest of the hour. I may even go into 15, 20 minutes of overdrive if he can do it. Because we've got loaded phones, people don't want to talk to him. But Rob Dew just got back from Chicago right now. 5 days in Chicago. We saw a little MSNBC article about troops for 5 days of terror drill, and we noticed in the actual press releases put out by the Army that the Army was going to be training with local police in neighborhoods to, quote, take on American drug dealers and gun owners. Rob Dew just walked in, just got off the plane. He walked in here totally white-faced, you know, like a ghost, and said, "We have it." And I said, "You have what?" He'll be on tomorrow to tell us about it. But while everybody's looking at the oil spill, which is important, I'm looking at Iran. I'm looking at military drills in Chicago. Tell folks what you witnessed, dude.
Well, apparently since the mid-90s, the National Guard in Illinois has been working with Poland as like a sister-type program. So they had Polish troops there training with the American troops, and we actually witnessed and videotaped a terror drill where they had Boy Scouts as the victims, and the Polish troops were dressed up as commandos. They said they were only going to be observing, but they were actually participating in this event. And then we even have later on camera one of the city of Chicago terror officials, are a emergency management official, said they're just there observing. They're just there to observe.
And, of course, in Police State for the Rise of FEMA that you co-directed with me and Douglas, we had the colonel. We interviewed the colonel who admitted the Army was training for gun confiscation in Iowa, and I'd been to the drills a decade ago where they were training to take on American gun owners. Folks, the military is training. It was in NLE 09. 14 nations. 14 nations to take on American gun owners.
I saw it with my own eyes, and we have like we have hours of video of this, of the guys working together and doing these drills. And
I need you. I know you're working on going through all the chemtrail videos, the hundreds we've been sent that are incredible from all over the world. But I need you to race and just get that stuff. So in the next few days, maybe on Saturday, I know you haven't seen your family. Or I guess we can wait. We just don't have the personnel. That's why your financial support is so important. If I had the money, I'd have a few more editors, a few more camera guys. We're limited, folks. Like, people are hopping mad. Some of them are. They want us to go to the Gulf.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
But I don't have the people.
I know.
I mean, am I supposed to give orders to armies that don't exist? It's like I'm Hitler or something in my bunker giving orders to armies that only exist on maps. I mean, it's not going on here. I mean,
it's pretty crazy. And another thing that happened, I was filming at the Sears Tower, and they're doing road work underneath. There's these road systems that go underneath the main roads, the street level roads, and they were all closed off. I said, well, that's interesting. I'm going to go down there and start filming that. And I'm shooting, and all of a sudden a guy in a suit appears. Said, sir, what are you doing down here? I said, I'm just, you know, shooting video. He goes, no, you can't be down here. You can't be down here. So what are y'all doing down here? He goes, oh, it's all road work construction. But it's all underneath, you know, where the Sears, it's now called the Willis Tower. And that's another little bit that was just a little side thing that happened.
Oh, it's total mafia takeover. Listen, get the guys to set you up for at least 30 minutes on the show tomorrow, all right?
All right.
Good job. I'll see you.
All right.
Okay, I apologize to Lindsey Williams for digressing with that, but this is the type of insanity we deal with every day. Now, speaking of funding ourselves, I've done 3 hours and 11 minutes and haven't even plugged our sponsors yet that made the show possible. So I'm going to do that right now. Then we're going back to Lindsey Williams and then your phone calls. My Solar Backup. Have you lost power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electricity. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators are available from our wonderful sponsor, Solutions from Science. The website, again, is MySolarBackup.com. Unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or you're worried about the Depression or World War III or all the craziness the feds are setting up, go to MySolarBackup.com or get a free brochure information package by calling 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. And one other great sponsor I want to tell you about. In fact, I don't want Will to run with it, but will you get him to bring me the Conan sword made in Spain? Because this is the type of stuff. They've got movie replica swords that are actual swords. They've got cavalry swords that are an excellent weapon, especially in cities where the Second Amendment's banned. They have tasers, stun guns, mace at the best prices, and best of all, they're patriots. Weapons-universe.com. Thank you, sir. I don't even like having this thing around the office, though. It fell over it. I mean, this sucker is. We need to polish it a bit, though. Made in Spain. I mean, this is not one of those cheesy, cheap things. This is the type of stuff they have at weapons-universe.com. Here you go, buddy. Take that monstrosity out of here, please. I tell you, they got some amazing stuff. They've got a lot of practical stuff as well at weapons-universe.com. They have it all. The best names, the widest selection, weapons-universe.com. Okay. I'm going to start taking calls at bottom of the hour. I'm going to go to Lindsey Williams now to recap what his major oil company executive intel, who we know the source, this is real intel. He's been very accurate predictions in the past. What he told him about the oil spill 2 weeks ago and the new developments since then. Lindsey Williams, go ahead, sir.
The Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, the real story of what happened out there. What comes out of the Gulf of Mexico oil gusher with the oil? This is causing the death of humans and unborn babies. Yes, I'm concerned about the ecology. I sure am. But I am more concerned about what it's doing to human beings. Now, let me give very brief background. In 1970, the Russians drilled the first, what is known as super deep oil well. They drilled it down to 40,230 feet. It was called Kola SG-3. Since then, because of what they found, Russian oil major Yukos has drilled 310 successful deep wells and put them in production. And last year, Russia overtook Saudi Arabia as the world's biggest single oil producer and is now set to be the producer for the next century. What did they find when they got to 40,230 feet? They did not find fossil fuel. There are no rotted trees and plants and animals down that deep. They found abiotic oil. Please write this down. Abiotic oil. This is oil that has been formed by a chemical process somewhere in the heart of the earth. And as a result of this, Russia has become the oil producer they are. Now, this oil is seeping up into shallow oil wells, such as Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Mexico, many in America. Peak oil's a total misnomer. Now, Russia had sense enough, and I don't hesitate using these words. Russia had sense enough to drill their Kola SG-3 well down to 40,000 feet on the land, not in the Gulf of Mexico. At this point, I contacted the Mr. X of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and found out the real story, what has happened. The difference was BP has attempted to do in the Gulf of Mexico, in water, ocean water, what Russia did on the land. BP was so stupid as to attempt to drill a super deep well, first time it's ever been done besides anybody but Russia, and they attempted to drill a super deep well off of a floating platform that was not anchored to the bottom of the ocean, and it was controlled its position by very sophisticated GPS equipment. Now, the water at that point where they attempted to drill is 5,000 feet deep. That's approximately 1 mile. 5,280 feet, 1 mile. They drilled 5,000 feet. It was 5,000 feet to the bottom of the ocean. And they drilled from that point between 25 and 30,000 feet deep into the ocean. Now, think for a moment. You're flying on that jet aircraft, commercial airliner, cross country. You look out the window. When the pilot says, we have reached cruising altitude. And what do you see? You can hardly see the ground. Do you realize that's 30,000 feet? And that's exactly where they had drilled the, approximately the depth of what you see from that jet aircraft as you're traveling on a commercial airliner. It's preposterous. Now, I've got to stop here long enough, Alex, to say, the government of the United States of America issued the permits to BP to drill that well, and I have not made this statement on any program before, I don't think, but I've come to this conclusion. The government of the United States of America is just as much to blame for this Gulf of Mexico oil disaster as BP. They issued the permits. They gave them the permission to do it. They knew where they were going. They knew how deep they were going. They knew that they could not possibly know what they were going to hit down there. And when BP got down 25 to 30,000 feet, let me give you the size of the pipe. You need to know these details as we go along. This pipe that they were putting into the ocean floor is 20 inches in diameter. It is 2 inches thick of solid, hardened steel. In a moment, I'll tell you what's happening to that pipe. But right now, let me go back to where we were. Desert Estrada, they hit something so catastrophic, so unexpected. This is positively is an accident. Folks, don't for 1 minute's time say that that they did this intentionally. They did not. Every one of my oil sources, including the individual whom I've been able to contact with Halliburton, every one of them said this happened by accident. They did not know what they were hitting. This is not a conspiracy. This positively is something that they didn't know they were going to hit. They hit a strata of oil. Now, notice that word strata. You're going to hear more of it even in the news as they come out with this. They hit a strata of oil that was such high pressure that it burst every safety valve they had. The pressure behind that oil is so high that it destroyed the maximum effort of human science to contain it. And let's compare it, for instance.
Well, Lindsay, let's stop there. We've got to go to break. We're going to come right back to you to continue. So you're basically recapped what you covered a week ago with us, a week and a half ago. We're going to continue now with the new developments with Lindsay Williams and then your phone calls. This just breaking at prisonplanet.com. It's also up on Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson, BP aware of cracks in oil well 2 months before explosion. BP was aware of cracks appearing in the well as far back as February, right around the time Goldman Sachs BP chairman dumped their stock.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 17, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1238.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1271.33, 635.66 for a half ounce, or 317.83 for the quarter ounce. That's 1271.33, 635.66, or 317.83.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Keep on forcing and fighting.
Well, I talked to Lindsay during the break, and he said this is the number one issue. And I agree. This is all I hear my neighbors talking about, people on other talk radio shows talking about. And it's like, what is the government going to do? What is the government going to do? And their idea is carbon taxes, gas taxes, that will fully destroy our economy. And still the oil well leaks and leaks and leaks. And BP's been caught lying from the beginning, now into day 67. This is decimating the Gulf Coast. But then I did read the reports that this oil is full of all sorts of other toxic elements and chemicals and heavy metals, and it is killing dolphins and turtles en masse. It is just destroying the fishing, the agriculture. The government's done everything it can to block a good response. Lindsay Williams continuing, you got up to the point of the super high-powered pressure of this well, which they're now admitting, and then you had new developments.
Yes, Alex, when I was at Poudreau Bay as the chaplain to the elite of the world for those 3 years' time, I watched them bring in many oil wells. The very first thing they would give, as soon as a new oil well was brought in, they would give, and please write these words down. You want to be correct whenever you say things. Alex, you'll notice that over the years, the only thing I ever give on any show is what I can prove, document, and never do I go into I think so, I hope so, or possibly could be. I stay away from it. The first thing they would give is the flow rate. They would check how much oil is coming out of that well, how many barrels for a period of time. Second thing they would always give, and you have never heard this about the Gulf of Mexico, they always gave the pressure at the well head. Please write down the words well head. That's at the top of the pipe. They would take the pressure. Now, the pressure at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, on the average well was 1,500 pounds per square inch, PSI. The automobile tire on your automobile has 35 pounds per square inch. Your truck tire on a big tandem tractor trailer rig, 100 pounds. Are you ready? Please write this down. From my sources, they say that the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, BP's well, hit a pressure that human beings have never experienced before on any well they've ever driven. Russia never hit this. They hit pressures, but not this kind of pressure. BP actually hit 20,000 to 70,000 pounds per square inch. This is beyond human technology to contain it. It blew everything. It blew the safety valves. It blew holes in the pipe. Oh, please. This is a new one. I'll intersperse these as we go along. You remember a moment ago I told you that that pipe that they drilled in the bottom of the ocean was 2 inches thick and 20 inches in diameter, solid hardened steel. That pipe right now is no longer 2 inches thick. It is 1 inch thick. Let me explain. You remember that BP, back about 2 or 3 weeks ago, closed down the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline because for 35 years they've been running oil through it, and it has so diminished the thickness of the pipe that they were getting leaks everywhere. This happens over a period of time because of the extreme pressure and the abrasive substances that are coming out of this pipe in the Gulf of Mexico. The thickness of the wall of that pipe is no longer 2 inches. It is all the way down to 1 inch now. And by the time they can plant a nuclear device, an angle drill, and put it in 3 to 4 months from now, they say, as soon as they could possibly do anything about it, there will be no pipe. I mean, this is so drastic, folks. I sit here startled.
Meanwhile, there's fissures.
70,000 pounds per square inch. There'll be no pipe there.
Meanwhile, there's fissures all over the ocean floor many miles away leaking. So there's these fractures. And for those that just joined us, BP has now admitted, this is up on PrisonPlanet.com, they were aware of cracks in oil well 2 months before the explosion, and that they were giving orders to people on the well that the engineers said were dangerous. So just very reckless by BP. Now, getting into the toxicity, you say you were on a talk show in Florida and that people were calling in saying they were sick. We know the workers in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama are very sick. BP's tried to make them sign waiver forms. They're not even giving them the proper breathing apparatus they need because of the type of toxic chemicals that are off-gassing out of this oil.
Yes, that is the most dangerous part. You know, most people think that the only thing that comes out of an oil well is oil. No, quite to the contrary. There are many things that come out. And it depends on the field or the strata that they go into as to what will actually come out of that well. What is coming out of the well in the Gulf of Mexico? Now, the oil has kind of a reddish color.
All right, stay there. Stay there, Lindsay. Long segment coming up. We'll get into what's coming out of the well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, I'll be going into overdrive today for at least 20 minutes with Lindsay Williams so we can get into all his new info. I know in the last 20 minutes I've had him recap what he covered with us last week, and now he's going to get into the new developments from his sources, and then I'll also give you my perspective, and we're going to be taking your phone calls here in just a few minutes, Mark, Andrew, Alan, Grant, James, and others. The toll-free number to join us on air dealing with the oil spill and the aftermath, 1-800-259-9231. But I have seen EPA scientists saying in some areas of the Gulf there is toxic gases. You should move out of the area. We know they have moved National Guard in. There's been rumors of evacuation. But Lindsay Williams, you said you've been talking to Gulf radio shows you've been on, and I've been on a few myself, in Florida, in Mississippi, in Louisiana, in Alabama. and none of the people are saying they're being told to evacuate. But we saw what happened with Katrina, where they locked down the city, wouldn't let people get out, and then came for the guns. And so the government is capable of anything. My concern is, if a hurricane does hit, and we're only about 2 months out from that, unfortunately, not only will you have the currents taking it out of the Gulf, around Florida into the Atlantic and dispersing it into a wider area, which is still a problem, but at least it's a larger mass area that it'll be in, more diluted, more time to break down through regular biodegrade that oil is very susceptible to. But that the hurricanes are going to drive all that oil, most of it out in the ocean, up on the beaches with the chemicals that it's off-gassing. And so that could trigger just a disaster of unprecedented proportions here in North America. They have had similar things happen in the Gulf and different regions around the Middle East. It's happened in Indonesia. So they have had other big oil spills, but this one is starting to rival those. So continue with the toxicity issue. And then any intel you've got on moves for forced evacuations, because I saw these reports 2 weeks ago, and I called the towns it was supposedly happening in. I called hotels. I called 7-Elevens. People said, no, there's no troops here. Now, some areas said there's troops here, but there's no evacuation. So, Lindsay, continue, and then we're going to go to phone calls.
Well, Alex, you mentioned a subject a moment ago that I need to briefly touch on so they'll understand the magnitude of this whole thing. Senator Bill Nelson appeared on – he's a Democrat from Florida. He appeared on MSNBC with Andrea Mitchell on the 9th of June, and he said oil is seeping up from the seabed. Just after that, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, who has been denying that the NBP, both, for all of this time, has been denying that there are any leaks coming out at other places in the ocean. That means plumes of oil coming up that somehow escaped from that pipe, because undoubtedly that big pipe was perforated at the time this humongous amount of pressure hit it, 20 to 70,000 pounds per square inch. They just admitted to it. This is by Chris Baltimore from Houston, Texas. It was on Reuters News on June the 8th, and they said, experts are investigating and report admitting oil plumes estimating from the BP's pig-stricken oil well in the Gulf of Mexico, and they say that these plumes are appearing as much as 20 miles away. Did you catch that? Folks, do you realize that 25 to 30,000 feet down, that big 2-inch thick hardened pipe, steel pipe, has undoubtedly burst? And these plumes are working their way out up through the bottom of the ocean, and they now are for the first time admitting that they're there. Even if they stop the pipe itself from flowing, how many plumes do they have out there that they're going to stop too? Now, Matt Simmons is a very well-respected person in the oil industry.
And they may have hit a level where it's abiotic, where it's basically unlimited. We know many of the old oil wells are now filling back up, and more petroleum geologists and scientists do believe that it is abiotic being made in the earth. You can find some small deposits of the oil as we know it that has particulae from animals in it, dead prehistoric creatures, fossils, coal that has the imprint of ferns in it. So we know there is some fossil fuel that is based on dead life and swamps. But more and more the evidence shows that most oil is abiotic, being produced down in the earth. And what if they've hit a new strata and this sucker just keeps pumping for years? Then we could have a problem, which is biblical in proportions.
Alex, Matt Simmons said just this week 25,000 barrels of oil are being released per day. Now, he's the first one to come out with a figure this big. You remember my sources said there were so many gallons per day. Matt Simmons says it's 25,000 barrels per day. Now, the reason I gave that figure first before I gave the ones about what's coming out with the oil is because you've got to understand the magnitude of the immensity of what's coming out of that well, to the point that it comes all the way to the surface in a geyser type thing from all the way down 5 miles, 5,000 feet. Now, coming up with that oil The Environmental Protection Agency just gave these statistics the other day. I'm going to read them to you. My goodness, they are so startling. Coming up with the oil are these gases. They are toxic. They are flammable. If we had a hurricane, Lord have mercy. I cannot imagine the respiratory problems and the health problems that are going to develop all the way up the east coast of America as these gases are taken there. People are already sick in Florida, as I mentioned from the radio show I was on yesterday in Orlando, Florida, where the talk show host himself said, I've been wanting to throw up for 3 days. Now, here they are. The EPA said that hydrogen sulfide is coming out of that well. Now, I'm going to give you what they allow as the allowable limits for a person to breathe and be safe. 5 to 10 parts per billion. Please write these letters down. P, T, B as in boy. The current tested levels of hydrogen sulfide are 1,200 parts per billion. This is staggering. And they aren't telling people about this. The mothers who are carrying babies, unborn, do you know what this is going to do to them? Can you have the slightest idea of the health defects that are going to develop from this? The next one is benzene, and this one really frightens me. Benzene is toxic. Benzene is a carcinogen. Benzene causes cancer. The safe level, benzene is so dangerous that the Environmental Protection Agency only allows 0 to 4 parts per billion to be contacted by a human being. Otherwise, they say it's dangerous. They are presently testing. The Environmental Protection Agency just the other day went to the Gulf, tested 3,000 parts per billion in the atmosphere. Now, even if the atmosphere weakens the content of that by the time it reaches the land, it's still far above anything that the Environmental Protection Agency would ever allow.
Well, let me give you what the EPA says and what the Associated Press is saying. Take precautions to move out of the area if impacted by oil spills, says environmental chemists. Toxins are at 200 times normal levels along the coast. Now, Lindsay, I want to get into the new info before we go to these calls, because we got a bunch of calls we've got to get to. Give us any of the new intel or anything else your source told you or anything else you want to discuss.
Well, first of all, this radio show that I was just on yesterday, unbelievable. The pipe in the Gulf of Mexico, I think, is very significant in that it has eroded already 1 inch of its thickness because of the abrasives coming out, and there will be no pipe there as of 3 to 4 months from now, whatever they say they could plant a nuclear device. And with all of these other gushers that are coming out at distances up to 20 miles, Alex, I think we have got a preposterous, epic proportion disaster here, such as the United States of America and maybe the whole world has never experienced before. And again,
well, I'm sure Obama will give us a carbon tax that we pay Al Gore. That will fix it. What do you think of Obama pushing a carbon tax as the supposed solution?
Well, I have been told by some very reliable sources, you know, I have some of them, that the elite positively will use this disaster, even though it's an accident. They will use it to accomplish their 2010 timeline. People, please, please, I beg of you, get my documentary. We just prepared it a few days ago. Would you please call this number? The number is 888-799-6111, or go on the web to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or our toll-free number where the operator is standing by right now, 888-799-6111. The entire story of what the elite plan to do with this, a documentary I just prepared with everything I'm giving here, even the other night on Coast to Coast. I had 2 hours. I only covered maybe half of my materials.
No, I understand. There's a lot of info, and we're going to give people that phone number and website again one more time. But specifically, though, from all of your sources and the radio interviews you're doing, because you told me during a break, Lindsay, The good news is you have not seen any proof that the military is preparing for a forced evacuation of tens of millions of people on the Gulf Coast.
I've talked with a number of people in Florida and the Gulf Coast, and I've asked every one of them the same question. Do you see any evidence of a forced evacuation? The talk show host on yesterday, along with the callers, and there were an entire hour of full lines. Every single one of them said, we have seen no evidence whatsoever so far or even heard any evidence of a forced evacuation.
Okay. Okay. Listen, we're going to go 20 minutes of overdrive. That'll be at Infowars.com on the audio streams and for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It won't be on the AM and FM. We've only got about 15 minutes left. Right before the show officially ends in 15 minutes, we'll give out that number and website one more time. But speaking of callers, let's get to them. Mark in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. A couple questions, and then I wanted to see if the people or Lindsey had heard you speak of, Alex, well, your son talking about himself reading the Bible, how that might be a help to other people get a hold of some things and how they deal with stuff, and that Hebrews 9 seemed to be a key to understanding the rest of the Bible. I read recently, like a family member who dies and he being crucified, I don't think he'd leave without leaving us some detailed instructions. And,
no,
you know,
I hear you, Mark, and I appreciate your call. We just got questions for Lindsey Williams here. Andrew in Ohio. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I've been researching this for several weeks now, and the Blackstone Group owns the company that makes Core Exit, which is far, far more toxic. It's a dispersant that they are putting like a million gallons or so, mixing it with the oil. And they may say that these toxic chemicals are coming out of the well, but they're the ones that are adding it to the Gulf and the crop.
Well, you know, that's a good point. Normally, we don't see people getting this sick from an oil spill. There's different variants of crude oil, so it varies from type to type, strata to strata, region to region. But they are pumping all these admittedly deadly poison dispersants in, so it's a case of the cure being worse than disease. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, let me answer his question about Core Exit. Last week on your program, I had so much material, I never even got to this subject. I'm so glad the caller called in about it. Scientists believe that BP is dumping millions of gallons of Core Exit 9500, a chemical dispersion agent, under the Gulf of Mexico waters to hide the full extent of the leak, now estimated to be 2.9 gallons a day. Well, as you know what Matt Simmons said, much more than that. All right. Core Exit 9500 is a solvent four times more toxic than oil. The agent, scientists believe, has a 2.61 ppm toxicity level, and when mixed with the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, its molecules will be able to phase transition. The transition involves the change of a liquid into a gaseous state, which can be absorbed by clouds. The gas will then be released as toxic rain, leading to unimaginable environmental catastrophe, destroying all life forms in the bottom of the evolution chart in the Gulf of Mexico. This is drastic, but I haven't even had time to give it because
And then that'll cause red tides. That's why they are reporting these big giant toxic plumes under the surface as well, not just coming out of the other fissures. So we'll continue to analyze this, but just remember, they're gearing up for war with Iran while we're talking about this, and the bankers are setting up their world government right now. Boy, this is very convenient timing for them.
Alex, keep in mind that my informant, now, the 87-year-old gentleman told me a year and a half ago that they did not want war with Iran for 2 years. That was a year and a half ago. Alex, we've only got 6 months, and they have war planned. You are going to see this escalate now, and they will use this Gulf of Mexico disaster to fit into all of their other plans in order to fulfill that 2012 timeline.
All right. Well, that's shaping up for. Anything else, Andrew?
Sir, it is possible to plug the oil well by putting a pig down the shaft and using thermite to weld the plug at the deep farthest end.
Yeah, but how do you put a pig, and for those that don't know, that's one of these little robot systems, how do you have it go into a crushed wellhead, and when it's got all that pressure coming out of it? But yes, they could run a robot up in it and then have it seal it, but how do you do that when you've got all this oil and chemicals gushing around it? Lindsay Williams.
Well, the pipe is already perforated. They know because of these plumes that are coming up as much as 20 miles away, which the AA now is admitting to, and they wouldn't admit to before. There's no way you can stop this, because all you do is just open up that pipe even further down the line somewhere, and you still get the plumes out at a distance.
All right. I appreciate your call. Anything else, Andrew? All right. I want to hear more about that system. By the way, this is up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And, of course, that deals with the fact that the head of BP actually had the article here in front of me. Let me pull it back up because I can't find it now. Oh, here it is. BP aware of cracks in oil well 2 months before explosion. Former BP chairman and current BP CEO both dumped stocks in weeks before disaster. BP was aware of cracks appearing in the well as far back as February, right around the time Goldman Sachs and BP chairman Tony Hayward were busy dumping their stock in the company on the eve of the explosion that led to the oil spill, according to information uncovered by congressional investigators. The Mining and Minerals Service Agency released documents to Bloomberg indicating that BP was trying to seal cracks in the well almost 40 miles, 64 kilometers, off the Louisiana coast. This is big news up on PrisonPlanet.com. This is confirmed, Bloomberg. The fissures, which BP began to attempt to fix on February 13th, could have played a role in the disaster, though this is a question still being explored by investigators. But that would show where the plumes are coming from. And it just continues. Very important piece of intel. More of your phone calls straight ahead for Lindsay Williams. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Mother, there's too many of you crying.
Folks, the only way to listen to the show when it officially ends in about 5 minutes, we're going to continue for about 20, is at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You go there, click on the listen stream, and you'll be able to hear the show. We'll also have this as part of the MP3 free podcast. You can also go download for free our iPhone app to listen to the podcast or the live streams at Infowars.com on the listen page. And I know we have loaded phones, and we are taking calls in the next 20 minutes with Lindsey Williams. I'm going to be able to go to a few of your calls now, but I want to give you an opportunity to call my phone system here in Austin, Texas, 888-201-2244. For those that are on hold right now, who we don't have time to get to in a moment, it'll be 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're talking to Lindsey Williams, and he put out an emergency CD, audio CD, with all the information that his source inside the oil companies gave him. But so much of what Lindsey's talked about has now been borne out in mainstream news, and it clearly the oil companies, BP and Halliburton involved, are involved in a cover-up. This is very, very serious. And Obama's using it to try to pass carbon taxes on the American people, which BP's been the biggest supporter of. So I want to encourage everybody to call and get that audio CD. And you can go to the Prophecy Club website or call a toll-free number. Give folks that contact info again, Mr. Williams.
The toll-free number, and the operator standing by right now, American Voices, by the way, 888-799-6111, or go to Prophecy Club on the internet. Be sure and spell that with a C, PROPHECYCLUB.com, or 888-799-6111. Now, we will be updating this documentary probably every 2 weeks. Things are happening so rapidly. And please, I beg of you, my DVDs and CDs are not copywritten.
We got to get them out to folks. Well, Lindsey, we're almost out of time. We're almost out of time here right at the end. I want to jam in some more calls. Let's talk to Grant in PA. You're on the air. Go ahead, Grant.
Hi, Alex. I would like to I have a question for Lindsey Williams, and I'd like to say that I choose not to believe that 9/11 was not an inside job just because our government says so, because it scientifically doesn't seem to make sense that the buildings could have fallen that fast just by being hit by the planes alone. I also choose not to believe that anyone has ever walked on water or come back to life after being dead for 3 days, because scientifically that's absolutely ridiculous. I'd also like to add to that that I used to be a Christian myself, and I would recommend everyone listening to this to go
read. Listen, I'm going to put you on hold here. And I only do this maybe once or twice a week. We have a guest on, and I say I want it to be on topic if you have questions for the guest. And then people deliberately talk about anything but that. And I don't understand it. So I'm going to, from now on, I let people go. When we're on a topic, we're having a discussion on a topic, it's insanity. And you can get mad at me if you want. I mean, if you called in, Grant, on a regular day when it's just open phones and wanted to say that, that's fine. We don't screen your calls. But I mean, it's ridiculous that other callers are left on hold so you can talk about that. James Hunter and others, if you want to talk to Lindsey Williams and ask him a question or make a comment about the oil spill, or you're in Louisiana or Mississippi, Florida, you've got comments. If you're having respiratory problems, we want to hear from you. 888-201-2244. We're going into extended InfoWars.com audio stream and PrisonPlanet.tv video stream coverage of the oil spill. You want it, you got it. Lindsey Williams with us into overdrive right now. Got to tune in to InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. Back in 1 minute.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.